I'm just a friendly Mogmog on my way to Dragonland.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And welcome to Leeku Studios Podcast, freeware game review number 69, Vindicus.
Vindictus. I don't know what the deal is with that name. I think this is a good entry point. Like, that name kind of has, like, you know, a quasi-Latin sort of sound to it, but, like, the whole setting is, like, this sort of, like, Celtic sort of thing? A lot of the imagery and stuff, they got, like Celtic knots and stuff, and...
Yeah, that's
I don't know,
true.
Just the sort of, like, earthy, dirty kind of...
You're saying all those people are dirty?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, if you're from that area, you're probably, like, you arose from dirt like a dwarf.
Okay.
I mean, that's how it works, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
No, I just mean, like, it's kind of like this sort of, like, it's not, like, really that way, but I get kind of, like, a grungy, low fantasy sort of sense from it. And then it's called, like, Vindictus. Which seems kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, I haven't really found anything particularly vindictive about the game.
Well, I mean, you hunt the Fomors, and maybe some of the Fomors aren't that evil, but you just gotta kill them all so we can get to paradise.
Well, I mean,
then you can set up your Farmville.
There are some of those people who are, like, dumb there, and they just think, like, man, all Fomors are evil. It's like, no, really, like, only half of the gnolls we've been fighting are actually Fomors. The rest are just the ones that you've been killing because you're an ignorant bastard.
Yeah.
So...
But then at the same time, I'm just like, I really... really liked the part where I kicked that guy in the head so far that his helmet flew so hard that his helmet flew off, and then I got a free helmet.
Yeah. I've gotten like four of those helmets. I'm just selling them now. So Vindictus is a game.
Yes.
Published by Nexon.
Yes.
The people who brought us Mabinogi and Dungeon Fighter Online, which we haven't talked about, and Maple Story.
Yep.
And Maple Story, like, Heroes, Adventures,
this new thing,
Facebook
some
game?
Kind of Facebook thing, I don't know.
I want to check it out, because it may actually have, like, sort of action-y aspects, rather than just be a click on the next quest box, like every other Facebook game.
Okay. Whatever.
It's, like, built on the Source Engine.
Yeah.
In a weird twist, but it is a
third-person dungeon-crawling brawler.
Yeah, like an MMO brawler game.
It kind of seems to me like, gameplay-wise, like a blend of Phantasy Star Online and Monster Hunter.
It does feel a lot like Monster Hunter, especially when they have, like, the really, cinematic moments.
Mm.
Like the very, like, the intro section where you play as, like, the rookie in the army and they're sort of introducing you to basic commands.
And you go up, like, this big tower to save this prophet girl, and there's a giant fucking spider.
And then you get, like, halfway through the fight with the spider, and it starts climbing up the wall, and you're just running around at the bottom, and then they just fill it with ballista bolts.
Yeah.
Are they still bolts when they're from a ballista?
Yeah. I mean,
they're roughly huge for bolts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, like, when you get to the first time you're in the caves and you're just like, okay, I guess we're fighting gnolls now. And then, like, in the first little area, it pulls your camera angle away and you see through this crevasse in the ice this gigantic fucking polar bear.
Yeah.
Eventually we get to fight him, and I hear what you need to do in that fight is, I think there are, I don't know if it's just you bring chain hooks is the thing that you do for that fight, or if there's ballistas on the level that you fire into him, but I hear what you have to do is, like, pin him to the ground so that you can actually fight him.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's a giant fucking bear.
I'm almost up to that quest. I just did the quest where you fight, like, the giant, like, those worm diggers.
Yeah,
like,
I did that one, too. That one was butts.
That one actually wasn't too bad, because I brought enough spears.
Okay.
Well, I brought enough spears.
Oh, see, I bring mining bombs whenever I go to the cavern.
I've been bringing spears because I've been leveling up Boss Bash, and I've been leveling up, what was it, Grapple Mastery, because that also increases Boss Bash, because that's technically a grapple move.
Okay.
And I find that, like, as long as, like, a boss is in a normal state, if you spear him, he's instantly stunned.
Oh.
And so it's just like, spear, grab you, half your health bar is gone.
Okay, let's get back to basics though before we start.
Right.
Like, so it's a class-based game. You have four classes, and it's sort of the thing that some of these games do, where each one is like a distinct character of its own.
Yeah.
Like the classes aren't like fighter, barbarian, witch, or whatever. It's Eevee, Fiona, Lon, and
Karok. Karok is huge.
Basically, Fiona is like sword and board, kind of defensive fighter. Lon is like dual wielding, yeah. Spin around like an asshole.
Twin sword guy. He's really fun.
Eevee is some kind of witch sorceress.
Yeah,
sometimes
like
she has a staff, sometimes she has a scythe. I don't know.
She does like magic long range stuff.
And then Karok is just like, he's twice the size of anyone else, and he fights with a giant pillar.
The pillar is the size of everybody else. It's cool. Like, you start with just like a big, like, hunk of tree, but then you level it up and it's like you get something that looks like a Roman pillar. I was looking at some like,
but like the one you have now has like a wolf's head on one end, doesn't it?
On both ends.
Oh.
With like spike collars and leather straps up and down it to make it easier to grip. It's great. Once you get like the red metal ones, which is the next one I'm aiming for, it's just like a big chunk of like obsidian with like one belt on it.
I saw someone with one of those and I was like, what the fuck is that? So I went and inspected him and it was like red metal smasher, and I'm like, okay, it's blue. It's very clearly blue.
Yeah, I think like when you make weapons, it gives it a random color.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen other people with like the Wolf Dancer, and which is what this builder is called. And like a lot of people have it, but I've seen them in a bunch of different colors. Like sometimes they're like blue, like black with red straps.
It might
Mine
be
is
a,
like sort of dark brown with light brown straps.
It might be an enhancement thing.
It's true, because there is the whole weapon enhancement system where you just sort of make things better.
Yeah. There's that jerky guy who like at the mercenary camp, who's Gallagher, I think his name is.
Yeah,
he's
guy.
Just like, he's always sneering all the time. He's like, "Hey, rookie, you think you're hot shit? Why don't you go fishing?" And I'm like, okay. He's like, "Huh, whatever. You think I'm going to respect you just because you got the veteran's uniform? My veteran's uniform is +2. I'm not going to give you anything till you're at least as good as me." And then I went and got the +2 one. He's like, "Huh, you think I'm going to respect you just because you got fancy clothes?" And I'm like, why am I doing this quest line?
I know, I love that guy. And he goes and has you buy a ring at the store before he gives you like information about some other quest?
Yeah, and he's just like, "Oh, I wonder what pretty lady's going to get this."
I'm just like, Gallagher, you don't know any pretty ladies.
There's like 10 people in this town, and I'm pretty sure half of them are spoken for.
Maybe?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, well, no, because that dude who's running around is the Traveler Shop's brother.
What dude is running around?
You don't know about the dude running around?
The mysterious man from
no,
the magic store?
No, not the mysterious man. No, there's like a dude like running around who is her brother and is all like, "Ah, why did Dad pick her to be the successor to the ancient hunter style?"
I've never run into that guy. What's his name? Oh. What's he look like?
His name is something like Adirondack?
His name is Mountain Face.
He applied his face to the mountain.
He's a crossover his face from into the mountain. No, the only thing I know about her is she has a nemesis who is a polar bear.
Yeah,
that's the sort of world we live in.
And that's sometimes when I'm playing this game, like I feel like this is an MMO game, which sometimes for like when you get into it, forgets that it's an MMO because like it has. Like, the opening cutscene, like, just looking at it, it feels like you're playing, you know, like a console game or some sort of single-player experience. Just the way that mm-hmm. it's animated and voice acting, and it goes on for so long before you get to the hub town, like... And apparently, looking on the form, like, it does get cinematic like that again towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, where we are, which I guess is, like, between level... I guess...
Like, we're both below 20 at this point?
I'm 21.
Oh, okay. I'm still below 20.
Okay.
I haven't opened my level 20.
I might be
level
22
up
now, actually, because
thing.
I just got access to the third area, which is some sort of hell zone, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can't you go to a new town once you get to, like, 20-something?
I don't know. I haven't seen that yet.
I know, like, on the north side of the town, there's, like, a dude with a wagon, and it's, like, to wherever, and, like, I don't know, I've tried to go there, and it's just like, maybe come back in a little while.
But, like, as far as the town stuff go and all the NPCs, I feel like they're a lot more fleshed out, and like a lot more sort of day-to-day action goes on than you see in other games.
Especially the way that you interact with them, because a big part of the game is these little stories.
Mm.
where it's actually pretty cool because you make the majority of your money and experience by like just going around and talking to dudes and like learning about, you know, how they function in the world and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yeah, I mean, you can pick up some gold in the dungeon and everything, but it's usually like you might get like 30 in a good run.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you talk to the priestess about what paradise is, and then you go around town and you're just like doop-de-doop-de-doop.
And it's like, bring everyone, this letter like, to the person over at the general store. And
then you finish it and you get a title and you get like 3,000 experience and like 5,000 coinage. And it's just like, congratulations.
Yeah.
You learned about paradise.
Then again, whenever you do finish like a battle mission,
you do get a big bonus.
You do get like 1,500 gold. Like right now I'm sitting on like 115K.
Yeah, I've got like 100K. It's pretty cool though, because you also get like rewards for specific things, like, you know, defeat this mini boss with only
spears, only kicks. Yeah,
Because that's something that's pretty cool, is that each character has like you have two different weapon styles for each character. You get like, you start out with like the basic one, and then you can get another one later. Like I play Fiona, and she can get like a long hammer instead of her sword.
Ooh.
And I don't know what Karak's deal is.
I think eventually he also gets hammers, but I get the feeling that Karak's hammers are actually basically just pillars as well. But then he does eventually get skills which allow him to throw the pillar for massive damage and then just start beating people up with his bare hands.
That's rad.
I want to talk about Karak later.
But then you also have secondary weapons, like throwing spears and
chain hooks to pin people down.
And grenades. The grenades are fun.
Yeah. Like, I'm really curious, because there's that one, like, in the first set of missions, the final one is a raid, which you need 6 people for.
Oh, yeah?
So I imagine that's because, like, you need 4 people to bring chain spears to nail the boss down so that... Because, like if you just have one, well, now you have 2 points on the line, so you're not really pinning anything.
Yeah.
But if you get, like, 4 people in a circle, it'll be like that one scene from Shadow Skill.
Oh, yeah.
Got knives on ropes.
Everyone will get that one. That perennial classic, Shadow Skill.
Yeah. But just, like, you know, everybody gets him from a different spot and just holds him down, and he can't move. And then the last 2 guys run up and start wailing on him. But he probably also has, like, a huge hammer.
But hold on, I haven't gotten to the point I'm trying to make here. So, like, you have all that stuff, but you also have grappling, and you can pick up objects from the environment and hurl them around and use them as improvised weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the combat system in this game is, on the surface, like, not really that deep, because it's like, you know, everyone has, like, an X hit combo, and you can press the other button at any point in it to do a strong hit, and that ends the combo or whatever, but it's like... You know, then you can also, like, you could grapple somebody and throw him into one of the standing pillars and make it all crumble on him, and then pick up one of those things and throw it into the pack of his other friends and knock them all on their asses.
Yeah, like, that's why Karak is great, because he's a very, like, melee-based character. So he doesn't have the one grapple, which I love, which is... when you grab the guy, and then when you go next to the wall, you get the contextual grab to use the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And for at least 2 other characters, it's you push their face against the wall, and rub it along the wall for a while.
Yeah, for Fiona, she, like, throws him into the wall, and then just does this shoulder slam into him.
Yeah.
I like her entirely contextless one, which is just, like, pick up a guy and break him over your knee.
Yeah. Well, because for Karak, the wall one is you pick him up by the neck as a regular grab, just one-handed by the neck.
Ugh.
And then you just sort of slam him into the wall, take your hand away, he sticks just long enough to the wall to grab him by the feet, like, whip him out to the side and slam him back into the wall like you're cleaning out a carpet.
This game is brutal.
Yeah, all the grapples are brutal.
And it's weird because, like... This game exists in, like, the same setting as Mabinogi does, which is, like, super happy, anime-esque, cel-shaded.
Well,
But that's, like, apparently in the paradise of this land that we're in now that's super shitty.
Yeah, well, because, like, they specifically mention Eren, which isn't Eren, like, the main land?
Yeah.
Right.
In Mabinogi.
So, apparently, Vindictus, you live your life in Vindictus, and it kind of sucks, and then you die... And then you meet now, and then you live in Mabinogi.
Through the soul stream.
And you have a Farmville.
Yeah.
And you shear some sheep and stuff. But yeah, just like, the battle, like you talk about a brawler. This is a game where you throw enemies at other enemies. Yeah. That is like the rule of thumb, which means this is a very fun game. And like
you kill a gnoll or whatever with like your sword, and then he turns to stone when he dies. So then you just have a big stone bludgeon to throw into the other guys.
Or you throw him while he's still alive.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like it's got all the contextual grapples. Like, okay, you grabbed a guy. Is there a pile of crap over there? Throw him into the pile of crap. Are his friends over there? Throw him into his friends.
Well, no, because Karrock, when his friends are nearby, it's you hold him like a battering ram and run through all of his friends. Karrock is such a beast.
He's pretty cool. He's also the only guy that can grapple bosses.
Yeah!
Because, like, even early on, most of the bosses in the game are like, you start out fighting a bunch of gnolls, and then the bosses are just, like, gnolls that are twice your size. But that's still about even with Karrock.
Yeah, so it's great. You just are like, because it's the same grapple every time, but you know what? That's all right, because you do like half of a health bar in damage, which is ridiculous.
Well, they have to be in like...
the sort of like stun, take a knee state.
Yeah.
Which, I remember like when we were playing, when I had my dual sword guy, and we got somebody like that. I was like, all right, good, just step up to him and just wail on him for a bit. And that's kind of satisfying, but it's satisfying in that like, not visceral feedback kind of way. It's like yes, he's down, so now we can... It's
now
like
we can keep doing the same thing, only it's more effective now,
because
he can't...
Because we
back.
Don't have to worry about dodging, yeah. But it's like when you stun somebody in Monster Hunter. When you're Karrock, you see it, and I'm just like, out of the way, puny ones! And then just like, bam! Bam! Wa-bam!
Bam, bam, wa-bam.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, especially with, like, the Null Chieftain, and I'm waiting to see other huge bosses I can do this with, because Karrock has Clash, which, specific moves, you get, like, embroiled in a push of war with the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you just...
I want to see you do that to the polar bear.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Like, it's so hard to pull off that it's really not worth it, but it feels so good, because those bosses, the reason why you can Clash those bosses is because you can't grapple those bosses.
Yeah.
So it feels so good. It's like, I will stand up to you. I will hold my ground and say, kid, I will fuck you up.
Okay.
So yeah, like the battle is like...
I'll block some heavy smashes. That's what I can do.
And
I can
also
block
cool
a smash.
Going to going back to the titles. Because there's the titles that you earn...
Bump, sorry.
There's like the titles that you earn... from going around doing story bits. So, like, you know, the follower of the goddess or whatever, because you listen to her story.
The friend of Fergus.
But there's also, like, in battle ones, by doing certain actions over and over, you can discover and then achieve new titles. Like
the resourceful fighter for, like, beating everything to death with random crap.
Neck grabber for grappling enemies to death.
The spider kicker for kicking spiders.
The spider grappler for grappling spiders.
You can grapple spiders?
Only Karrock can grapple spiders. He can grapple spiders and diggers and wisps. Wisps are like elemental balls of energy. He grabs them and pulls them apart. He is such a cool guy. But then also like the quiet attacker for defeating enemies with just standard attacks.
Oh.
But it's like 1,000 enemies, so
yeah, whatever.
I got that now. But then the cool part about titles is that they have certain bonuses that come with them. And in Mabinogi, the way it works was like, you know, you equip a title and then that gives you a bonus depending on your title. For this one, the title is basically just a aesthetic thing. Cause as soon as you achieve the title and have it available to you, you get a stat boost from it.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Cause like some of them are like a little bit like, you know, one agility and one willpower. Okay. Some of them are like 8 strength.
And it kind of, like, I don't know, like, I don't pay attention to my stats very much, because, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like...
Because really, you're...
Honestly, I don't know how, like, character progression works. Like, it's not like you get, you know, skill points at every level to, like, put into your stats. It's like, well, you get ability points over time to buy new skills, and I guess your stats just go up. I mean, whatevs. Yeah.
But I'm
down with that.
Yeah, I'm down with that, because that's... part of what's great about it.
Yeah, like I'm not here for the mathematical game. It's a brawler.
They built a brawler. It's about, you know, timing your dodges.
It is pretty weird that it's in the Source engine, though. Like, I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. Which, like, it's kind of weird, though, because
you only notice it, like, when you break wood sometimes, and it makes the same noise that breaking a pallet in Half-Life did.
When you go to the options menu, it has that source options menu.
Yeah.
Because I know what it is. When you first start the game, it has loading in the corner,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same, like, loading and same font and same position of, like, other source games, but they make the background black. And then the in-game loading screens, they put a loading bar, which normal Half-Life games, source games don't have. So that's part of why it's hidden. And I will say...
Well, and because, like, it's a third person.
Well, yeah.
It's not a shooter.
Like, this is not something that would... There are some source physics. Yeah. Push a block through some wood, go through the hole.
Sometimes you have to roll a big pillar through a locked door.
Yeah. Which is really cool.
Yeah.
And it does have that, you know, MMO style, like, every level you can see the same pieces used over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They got some cool pieces. The pieces are full of, you know... stuff to throw at enemies and enemies to throw at stuff.
Yeah, and it's like it's pretty cool because like each there's different like environments and then they each have a number of battles in them and they're just like instant things that you go through and it's like you start off at the Perilous Ruins and then you go to the Hoarfrost Cavern,
something like that.
I believe it's called
the Hoarfrost Hollows.
Oh, okay. And then each one of those different areas kind of has like a different set of just gimmicks to it, like in the Perilous Ruins sometimes, like in certain levels there's like these rolling crusher things that you have to like time your way through, and like,
and you have mining spots so you can like dig up ores,
and there's like broken pillars everywhere that you can knock down on guys. And then when you get to the Hoarfrost place, it's like it's all, like, this big knoll encampment, so there's, like, giant bombs in certain places, and, like...
In, like, tents and campfires and stuff.
And, like, traps, like, this big squishy ceiling thing you can drop down.
Yeah. Pieces of meat.
Yeah, big pieces of meat that you can break up and then use as weapons because they've just got ribs sticking out, so you just stab people with ribs.
Oh. But the other thing about being in the Source Engine... is game looks really pretty.
Oh yeah, game is like really nice.
Really, really pretty. Like I actually turned it down just to up my frame rate a bit, but like from the default, like everything looks good. It's got again, I guess because it's on the Source Engine, which is sort of established and has all this stuff built in. But it's got, you know, like just the lighting and the character models and smooth animation, cloth physics all around this joint.
Yeah.
It's the game looks really like,
honestly, I'm wondering like what version of the Source Engine it's running on, cuz you know it's been like constantly upgraded, cuz it's like, well, we had like Half-Life Source Engine, then we had TF2 Source Engine, then Left 4 Dead 2 Source Engine.
Yeah.
And soon we're going to have Dota 2 Source Engine.
Oh jeez.
So
I'm not sure, but it's
really nice.
It's really nice looking. So pretty good story. Tell me about, like, I've been going on about Karrock because I think he's such a cool guy. He's so huge. Tell me about what it's like using, Sword and Shield Lady.
Because
I imagine that, like, even though, you know, general, like, do combos, dodge out of the way is the same, like, just sort of like, I imagine there's a different experience because it forces you to play more defensively.
Yeah, when you're in a group, especially with fucking Karrock as your only teammate, you're definitely outshined in terms of, like, you know, the one who does damage to bosses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I think since we've started playing again, I've revived you like 3 or 4 times, and I've never died during one of our battles.
Yeah, like you get to, like, you're, oddly enough, you're the one who draws aggro, and then...
Because, like, you know, Karrock can grapple bosses, Eevee has magic spells that have range, and no one else has range. Like, Lon... it hits a lot and is fast, I guess. Like, that's Fiona's unique thing is that she can block smash attacks, which, like, attacks come in two forms. There's, like, normal ones, and then there's smash ones. In fact, I mean, she can block normal attacks, too, which no one else can do. Like, nobody else can block.
Yeah,
she's the one
true.
With a shield.
She can block.
So, basically, like, your goal is to... In playing solo is pretty fun because, like, you have to balance... You know, you play this sort of game where, like, in boss fights you need to know, like, what attacks is it better to dodge, what attacks is it better to block normally, and then what attacks do you need to use the heavy standing block. Mm. But, like, playing with teammates, it's basically just, like, you don't have a taunt or anything, so you can't, like, tank in that sense where it's just like, well, I use the skill, so now I'm being attacked, so I'm doing my job. It's like, you have to get up in the guy's face, get his attention, and then just... try to deal with him wailing on you as your allies
make good of it. You have to throw a spear into his foot and then punch him in the butt, and then he'll be pissed at you.
And then he's like, wait, who did that? And then, you know, like, the Null Chieftain guy with just his enormous fucking hammer swings.
Yeah.
The only attack that you can block normally is his little derpy kick where he's just really? Like, boop. Everything else he does is a smash.
Oh, gosh.
So, like, my goal when we're fighting him is just, like, to throw a couple spears into him to stagger him and then get up in his face so that I'm the closest target when he picks out a target. And
so
then
you just can block that.
Put up my shield and let you hit him.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good way of doing it. To be fair, the reason I died so many times that round is because it was just the previous encounter with him that I learned how, like, which attack I could clash.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing nothing but getting close enough and waiting to get clashed. Okay. Yeah. And it turns out if you can't clash right, you die a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to do.
What if you clash the Xenos?
And I'm trying to think back. I haven't turned on my dual-wielding guy in a while, because that's what I used to play as.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to remember, and I feel like his sort of, like, gimmick for playing was he was a lot of stamina control.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know, all of your actions in the game, you have a stamina bar that refills quickly, but when you run out of stamina...
But it also drains very quickly you do smash attacks.
And if it ever runs out, you kind of just, like, stand there waiting for a second, you can't dodge roll, and you're just an open target. So he was a lot of, like, stamina control, because he had a couple of attacks that could just, like, infinitely chain, and you could just keep doing them until ran out of stamina. Which is why it was good when somebody staggered, because then it was like, I don't care anymore, just... But, I like Karak better.
Because he is much bigger. Because
he can grapple everything, and I love grappling in this game. Like, I'm not even sure why.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Just, like, the way it zooms in and the sounds it makes is just so pleasing.
It's very visceral to it. And I kind of want to say that about this game, is that, you know, somewhere between, like, the visceral feeling of it and the... Part of why this game doesn't... Like, when you're in sort of the battle section, part of why it doesn't feel like an MMO is because of the very fluid nature of, you know, moving around, going between groups of enemies, and just, like, cutting into, like, short cinematic bursts, and it's not, like, stylized. Like, Dragon's Nest, you can drop a giant cross on somebody. You don't really have that in this game, but it's no less exciting. Mm. Like, it managed to be exciting without necessarily being ridiculous. It's still kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, like, you can still, you know, throw it... Like, again, I'm just going to keep using this one. You can throw a guy through a pillar and then pick up a chunk of this pillar that's as big as you are and drop it on somebody else.
But that's...
Like, everybody in this game is unearthly strong.
But again, that's also kind of... That's more ridiculous just in, like, you know... You don't see that kind of, you know... environment interaction in games like this.
Mm.
Because normally it's just like, well... If you, like, you have to... It's part of his attack to drop a pillar and then use it to beat guys or something. Like, it's... The combat in MMOs is usually not this exciting. It can be tense... But it's not this sort of, like, hoo-ha-hoo, excite.
Mm-hmm. Hoo-ha-hoo, excite!
Excite!
Like, yeah, it's very much an action game. Like, typically MMOs are not like that.
Even though there is, you know, and like, we're going on about this, and that, basically that there is a reason why to like this game, but, like, the rest of it is filled with the MMO stuff. Because even though, like, the characters in the town are pretty well developed, again, for this kind of game, and there's, like, actual, like, stories, and you can follow around and, like, learn about personalities of characters from
You can learn about how Marek wants to be in the Royal Army, but then, like, he hates everybody from the Royal Army once, like, his...
Because his childhood best friend got accepted, and he didn't, and that's why he became the captain of the mercenary of the Crimson Blades.
And then he threw away his friendship sword.
Which then you go get back, and he's like... Well, I don't really need this anymore, but I feel better for bringing it back. Thank you. You may have it. And you bring it to Fergus, and Fergus is like, yeah, I can make a real sword out of this for you. And then, because you're playing as Karak, he turns the sword into a pillar. A friendship pillar. but like, you know, when you break it down and get past all of the text boxes, it is kind of just like a bunch of boxes of text. Sometimes somebody will have an exclamation point over them. That means you should talk to them. They have more boxes of text that may end with another quest.
Yeah, like, if you just want to, you know, get the rewards, it's just like, okay, talk to this guy, three boxes of text, run halfway across town, get the thing from that guy, bring it back to this guy. Congratulations, 3,000 gold.
Yeah. And a lot of the like, battle quests, like the action part of the game, you don't even need to talk to the characters in town to activate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can just go through them once you have enough levels to go to that area. It's definitely not the optimal way to play, and you're missing out on at least a little bit by doing it that way.
Well, because very often you'll have, like, storylines with characters from town that are just like, hey, we need you to go do that battle quest and get, like, 100 points.
Yeah.
And then you come back, and it's like, well, you have all the gold and experience you made on that battle quest, and then you come back, and they're like, hey, good job, here's another big pile of gold and experience.
Yeah. But, like, they're kind of separate, sort of... Like, you can just go and play it, like, just as an action game. Like, I don't mind going through all of the mission battles and getting all the, like, mission bonuses. Like, you know, break off his helmet, do it by yourself. I've gotten all of the do-it-by-yourself quests so far.
Yeah.
Because I've been playing a lot by myself. This game is really fun.
It's really fun.
but you know, it is sort of just, like, exclamation point means this store has a quest in it somewhere. Somebody's asking you to bring me back, you know, bring me back a crystal slingshot, bring me back a gnoll heart, bring me, you know, bring me two leathers, and you'll get a new piece of equipment out of it. And there's equipment sets, and it goes up, and it's like, oh, this one is green, which means it's a key item.
What?
When you're in the battle, it doesn't feel like an MMO, but then you get out of it, and you're like, oh yeah, this is an MMO.
Yeah.
But it's really not bad. Like, it's a fun game, so... And I don't think that's the part of MMOs that turns people off to them.
Yeah, like, if this game had all of that and also boring combat, like, it would be super bad. But this game has really, like, good combat. Like, it's super fun.
Like, which is super repetitive, because it's, you know, same set pieces, usually same attacks until you level... There's a lot of attacks.
Yeah.
Like... I was looking up the skill tree for Karrok. He turns into, like, a demon knight or, like, an angel paladin.
Yeah.
And then both of those each have a second-tier transformation on them.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has that sort of thing.
But still, like, that's down the road.
Yeah.
Although, apparently, and this is something I was looking on the forums at, is that apparently some people feel that there is very little endgame content.
Oh,
so
yeah?
You max out, like, somewhere around, like, 55, I guess. You've basically done everything there is in the game.
Mm-hmm. And then you're just kind of there.
Yeah, and some people are saying, like, well, this game is pretty much going to end because we figured out that there's no endgame content, so kind of you just beat it, and then you beat it, and I don't know how many new players are going to come to this game. But I guess we're doing our part.
I don't know if that's such a terrible thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, either, like...
Honestly... I mean, even just, like, with my attention span, like, I will stop playing this game eventually because I just want to move on to do something else. But, like, the structure of MMOs where it's, like, you know, okay, we have all this, you know, you go... I mean, just look at, like, WoW, where it's, like, okay, you have all this stuff, you get your blues, and then you throw away your blues and you get your greens, and then you throw away your greens, get the purples, and then we have a new expansion with new purples!
Yeah.
And it's, like, and there's new raids, and there's new, like, high-level stuff, and we increase the level cap, and it's, like, okay, well, now we're done with all that endgame content. What happens now? Well, we got a new patch coming next month. Now there's, I don't know, oranges.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
Like, I think I'd be okay with just, like, there being an end point to this game, and I'm like, okay, I've beaten this game.
Yeah. I mean, that... I'm kind of... If anything, knowing that's there actually encourages me to push through to reach that. Or, like, something like Mabinogi, or... What the hell is something else that we've played online like this?
I don't know.
Or especially something like MapleStory. Like, there's a second world to MapleStory we've never been to. I pretty much accepted I will never see that or anything beyond it, so it doesn't matter.
We haven't played that game in years. Like, we played that in high school.
But that's why I stopped playing it, because, like, there's so much stuff, and, you know, their business model is that for the people who have beaten it, they need to make more to keep them there. And I'm just like, well, now there's so much, you know, I can see how much cost, you know, how much time I would have to sink to get there, and I already know, yeah, like, I do not want to sink that much time.
Even, like, the little stuff, like, that game is fun if you play with friends and up to, like, level 25 or so.
Yeah.
Because after that, it's just too ridiculous. It's like, well, when you get to 30, you get the class change, and it's like, yeah, but I'd have to put in another 2 weeks to get to level 26.
Yeah. That game had weird leveling. Because, like, when my roommate played, he started a new character when we started our new characters, and he leveled, like, 3 times as fast as us. Now, that may be because he didn't sleep, because he actually, like, he had the kind of personality where that game specifically, he got addicted and his grades went down a bunch.
Oh.
So then he had to stop playing altogether, which he managed to do, and so that's good.
Oh, good
but,
on him.
Like, I don't know, he just min-maxed the shit out of that and just leveled up all the time. But this game doesn't have that. Like, that, like you level up. Level up is what gets you more skills, but you're kind of just always sitting...
No, leveling up doesn't get you AP. But completing battle quests gives you AP.
But there are, like, level requirements.
Oh, yeah, there's level requirements for the skills. Yeah, okay.
So, like leveling up will do that for you, but you get enough to begin with, and then that just adds more to it and makes it more interesting, rather than, you know, dragging it out. It's almost like... it's almost like they're using the leveling as sort of your difficulty curve, your complexity curve.
So that way
you start, and it's already pretty complex and really fun, but they are, you know, holding back enough so that, that way you don't get overwhelmed and you learn how all the pieces work.
Yeah.
Like learning how, you know, like dropkicked are making me do some weird things to get, and I do kind of feel that, well, if they had started me out with something like this, I would have abused this and missed out on a lot of other things in the game. When dropkick's not even really that good.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, like I started out and it's like, okay, you can do a big hit, you can do like a 4-hit combo, and then you have a big kick, and I'm like, okay, I want a big kick all the time. That big kick is really good. And then I got the skill that's like, well, if you do a 3-hit combo, then you can do 2 smashes. And I'm like, 2 smashes. And then eventually, like, you know, down the line, I'll be like, well, I can go into the stance that removes any stamina requirement for doing smashes. And then I have, you know, these 4 different kind of combos into smashes that I can do. And just, you know, all that bullshit. And it's like, well, if I had that at first, I don't know what I'd do with it.
I think this is a... you say you haven't experienced it quite as much, but there is sort of a big jankiness to this game.
Yeah.
Here's why we're crossing over here, because you know how you have, like, that heavy stance skill? Like, what does that do for you anyway?
It allows me to block smash attacks.
Okay. Because I have, like, a similar, like, stand strong skill,
mm.
but the part of the quest I'm on to achieve that skill right now says, like, first go make light battle mail or northern pike greaves.
Oh, yeah.
And then once you have that, then I'll give you the book and you'll learn the skill. Okay, Karrok cannot equip those armors.
Oh. Maybe I can mail you some?
I don't know if, like, just having it will do, but, like, I can't equip them. Because I can't equip them, I can't make them at the store, even though I have all the necessary components and I'm at the right level. It's just, like, he can't equip them, so he can't make them. But they still gave me this quest.
Do you have, like, the recipes for them? I don't know how to check that.
You get recipes by beating, like, certain levels. Like, the first
and
time you beat
and
it.
You've played, like, a lot of this game, so I'm sure you have.
I've been looking on the wiki. I've been doing a little bit of... Since this is kind of technically a second playthrough, and I wanted to, like...
Yeah.
You know, fast track a bit. But I've been looking on the wiki, and, like, it says, like, there's a specific level that once you beat this level the first time, you will be able to craft this set. And I've beaten that specific level, like, 3 or 4 times already.
There's also the jankiness just in the fact that the servers are kind of really unstable sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you might just run into a spell where it's like, okay, I want to do a battle quest, get on the boat. And it's like, okay, loading screen, and, we couldn't contact the server, I'm sorry, try again. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just try it again. And it's like, no, sorry, it's not working. Maybe, like, come back in a half hour or so?
I remember the last time we played, we had this interesting thing where, like...
We got
off of the boat... And it brought us to a blank screen that thought that it was the town.
That I don't remember.
I got something similar playing the other day during my big spell of playing. No, when we were playing together. Because I was in the store, and I went to leave the store and go back to the main town. And it gave me, like, the HUD on the main town, but I was still looking at the inside of the store. And, like, I couldn't move around. Like I was in the store, but it thought I had gone back outside. So I actually had to log out and log back in for that. I had a weird one yesterday. I was playing a little bit. I was running around, and suddenly it told me that I had logged out because I had been disconnected from the server. But it didn't throw me out of the game. I could still run around. I still had my stats. Everything was kind of working. Except then I would go to the marketplace, and it would go... It would give me, like, you know, like a web page error screen. Like, can't find web page, no login, sorry. But, like... And it was really weird, because there's that little pig who's, like, the marketplace guy, and he was just like, oink!
Sorry,
but, like,
game does not contain actual internet connection.
I don't.
Sorry,
like, is this game still sort of under the beta label?
I have no fucking clue. Like, where development is at this game? Like,
well, no, it has to be because there's one more character on the character select that's not implemented yet.
Oh, really?
There's a fifth one behind the two on the left.
Who is it?
I don't know.
What's he look like?
He looks like a big asshole now.
Oh, I think there's an archer guy.
That could be something coming, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that sense, I guess they're still working on this game.
Well, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, like what they did with Mabinogi, where, like, the game was at a certain level, like, on the Korean servers and everything,
mm-hmm.
but then they still went through, like, the episodic updates when they brought it over to North American servers. And it wasn't just like, well, in this episode we have new storyline things. It's like, no, in this episode we added new skills.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't really know why they do that, but they might be doing that. Like, maybe when the game launched in Korea, like, it only had the two characters, and then when they got to, like, you know, episode C, they added more guys.
But even if they do that...
Like, I don't understand...
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense, because if the Korea was, like, the first time they're releasing it, then you can sort of release it and say, like, here's what we're putting out, now we're going to add more to it, update everything.
Mm.
It's kind of weird to keep that on this side, except... You know, because it kind of makes sense for, like, all, like, the translating and bringing it over and doing whatever to it. Like, it makes sense that, you know, the first pack, we'll work on the first pack, and then we'll work on a second pack.
Mm-hmm.
It does sort of make sense for it to mirror, but I don't think that's the way it is, because he's on the character select screen, he's just grayed out, and you can't pick him yet. So clearly, it's like, and even when, back when we played and there was only two characters,
yeah,
the other... three characters were on that select screen. So clearly they were intended to be there. They knew about them. They just weren't ready to be put out yet. And they were just like, hold on. Deal with what we have now. Especially because back then, the lag problems and stuff were worse.
Horrendous.
Like, now it's actually quite playable.
Like, yeah, like, we can play together now by when, like, we first played. Like, whoever was hosting the party would be fine. And then whoever connected would be in slideshow mode.
Yeah. I will say, when we were playing together, it was pretty fine. I played with a random person online. I don't know where they were, but one of us had, like, a really low ping. And it was kind of weird, because I still moved in, like, very fluid motion, but the entire world around me was in, like, slideshow. And, like, so, like, I would go and I would do my big smash and knock everybody away.
And then you just kind of stall in air and go, like,
Yeah, my character would finish, and then they would, like, fly up 5 feet, fly up 10 feet, fly up 15 feet, and then back down, and then back down, and then the ground. But even then, like, that was kind of hard, because you basically had to guess where they were about to VoIP to, like you usually do at LAN, but it didn't interrupt my ability to control, like, my character. So it was just like I think he's going to be here. Wham! And then he was, and I succeeded. So it can be kind of weird, but it's kind of like the way that they handle it. But when like, you know, when the menus mess up and they don't get you back to town and you have to log out of the game to get it, that's sort of...
Yeah, I mean, I've personally never had that happen to me, but, I mean, that's happened to you, so it's a thing that can happen.
Like, dev team, that should be near the top of your list. Work on that shit. And same with, like, you know, I had to go to the forum and, like, put out a thing. Like, I'm running a level 20 Karrock, and I can't buy these armors. Does anybody know why this is? Is anybody else having this problem? And they're just like, you can't get those because you can't wear them. And I was just like, oh, nowhere in the game have I seen that it says this. And I've been looking in the game.
Yeah.
I've been looking on the wiki.
Because I was like, oh, well, I mean, if you look at the thing in the store, it can tell you who can equip it. But you just don't have the option to even see the thing in the store.
And
that's kind of weird.
It's actually kind of funny because you look at the... when you look at the forums, most of the bug complaints are about items disappearing from the marketplace.
Really?
So, like people, like, go on... Because there is, like, the in-game auction house where you put up your items and you buy it with the in-game money. There is some out-of-game money stuff, but very little. Like,
yeah, I think it's all cosmetic stuff.
Like all, of all of the free-to-play MMOs, this one is, like, the most free-to-play I've seen so far, I think. Not the only thing I can really think of offhand is... The
EXP blessing boosters. Stones and stuff, yeah.
Which are basically like drop and skill boosters that basically just help you level faster, which, in my opinion, you know, paying for convenience is, like, the best way to go on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Rather than, even better than, like, buying just a new scarf.
I wouldn't mind a scarf, though. Scarf.
I wouldn't mind either, but I'm not going to pay for just a scarf.
Yeah.
Paying for, you know, doubling my EXP rate for a day, I might do that. We did that with Rumble Fighter.
We did?
Yeah. One day I went out and I was like, all right, here's $5. Give me two of those EXP doubling cats. And now let's play 4-on-4 King of the Hill and just win every time because that was like the way to get the most experience.
So you did that with Rumble Fighter one time.
But I bought two cats and you helped me.
Oh. I didn't spend money on it.
That game wasn't very good.
It was potentially very good.
It was fun at the time. Had a lot of good stuff. A little bit like this game, because it was a very like arcadey beat-em-up kind of game, except that one also had a lot of sort of lag problems, and the
super
combat was
lag problems.
That game just wasn't it. Also, that game, you get to tie kickboxing, and that's how you win that game. Yeah.
Blah.
But yeah, like, even though this game is really fun, there are a number of problems with lag and kind of just jankiness in the engine, but as far as I can tell, they're still working on it, so...
Yeah. And at the same time, like, I still really enjoy this game. Like, it is not a game breaker.
Like, it used to be, but playing it now, just, you know, 2 days ago, a week ago at the time this comes out, this game is really, really fun, and it's not going to stop you from playing it. Like, I played for close to 14 hours in a single day.
Jesus!
I only had, like... Well, that's how I went from level 1 to level 20 in a day.
Okay.
I stopped twice, both times because something bad happened, but then I was just like, all right, log out, eat a sandwich,
food.
Log back in, go back. I will put a link to this game in the show notes. Show notes can be found at leekustudios.net/podcast, along with all of our other episodes. You can send us feedback, suggestions for content, stuff at podcast@leekustudios.net. You can follow us on Twitter at Leeku. We put a lot of announcements on there when new podcasts come out, when new comics come out.
When we
do
stream or anything like that.
Do live stream, put up videos. Maybe we're going to try to use that to line up some tournaments or stuff.
Play some Puyo.
Play some Puyo, play some Puzzle Fighter, play some Vindicus. Because there's only the two of us. I would like to get 4 more and do that raid.
Yeah. You need like 10 people to go fishing. It's ridiculous.
I don't know why fishing is a raid.
Yeah.
But... Well, I think it's also kind of because like when you fish, you have a chance to catch some of the blessing stones.
Maybe. Oh, really?
I think.
Okay. What ups?
Leave us reviews in the iTunes store. You can also find us on the Zune Marketplace.
You can find us on Facebook.
You can find us on Facebook. Like us there. Join the... We don't have much of a community to join, but I think that's because we don't have many people who would be in it. Or the people in the community come first?
I don't know. We could start a Steam group.
We could start a Steam group.
All right, I'll start a Steam group.
I mean, we have Dropkick Odin.
Yeah, I mean, that's more of a private thing, I think.
That's true. Has RJ been our player of the week since he stopped using Steam games?
No, I think I instated myself player of the week when I realized that you gave me mod privileges.
Oh. Okay. Sounds good. So yeah, Vindicus, whatever you want to call it.
Mabinogi Heroes. Yeah. Pretty good game.
Pretty damn good game. If you like action brawler games, give it a shot. Look us up.
I'll fight you.
I'll fight you. There's a dueling thing in
there,
there's
PvP
sure.
in that game. We should, like, fight sometime.
Yeah, okay.
You can grapple me.
Yeah.
And I'll die.
I'll grapple.
Just break me in half. Grapple snap me like a twig.
The like instructional video for Power Grapple, which they start you max with, is you just pick up a guy with both arms, and then you take this arm and bend his face till it touches his butt.
Good night! 's the name of this episode, except we don't name our episodes, but bend his face back until it touches his butt.
It's true!